It is Mixed Community Connection. My name is Susan Korgel, and today I'm joined with Jeff Stanford, Vice President of Marketing for the Orlando Science Center. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Of course. So for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about the Orlando Science Center.
Orlando Science Center is an organization that is dedicated to inspiring science learning for life. And we do that through iconic experiences, through really cool hands-on exhibits, through live science demonstrations, through work out in the community, in our schools, through films, through events. We make science fun and exciting and show people why the STEM skills, the science, technology, engineering, and math skills, are exciting and relevant for them, and hope to shine a light on the amazing possibilities that are out there when you connect with the world of science.
Now, a lot of times when people think of the Orlando Science Center, they think of it as maybe like a museum, or it could be, you know, maybe not for kids, but that's not the Orlando Science Center.
No, it is not. The Orlando Science Center is for all ages. We have been in the community since 1955. We are located in Lock Haven Park. We're a 4 floors of wonder and fun. We've got an observatory. We've got 2 movie theaters. We've got live fish, alligators, and snakes. We've got cool dinosaur fossils. We've got a virtual reality flight lab. We've got all kinds of things to explore. We've got an area that's just for kids. You can bring your infants and toddlers on to your teens and young adults, and we have a little bit of something for everybody.
That's perfect. So, what are we looking at in regards to cost? Because I know the cost is different for kids or families.
Yes.
Or just individuals.
Sure. For adults, it's $21. For youth, and we determine a youth is anyone 2 to 11, that's $15. We've got various discounts for seniors and students and Florida teachers. And the under 2s are free. But the real value in the Science Center is in our family memberships. And we've got those at various levels. We have individual memberships, and we have duo memberships for 2 people, and we've got memberships for families. And the membership for families is a great value because it's $165. That's for 2 caregivers and all the children in the household, and it's like an annual pass.
Wow.
It gets them access to the Science Center for an entire year, free parking, discounts in our store, discounts in the restaurant we have in the building, discounts on registering for summer camp, discounts if you want to have your birthday party at the Science Center, just all kinds of benefits. Plus, they get exclusive access to a lot of things. There's different events that we do that are members only. They get to preview exhibits early. That member access gets them into places where, like, the general public has to pay the ticket fee. And so when you think about what it would cost, even for like a family of 4, to go to the movies or to go bowling or something, that adds up really quickly.
Oh yeah.
And the membership is that $165 fee one time, and then 12 months of possibilities are open to you. So there are just a lot of great options. There's also, we work with a lot of groups in the community to make sure that the Science Center is available for everyone, and that includes people that are economically disadvantaged. So we have a discount available for EBT card holders, which greatly reduces the cost of admission. So if you have an EBT card, you're able to get into the Science Center at $3 for you and your family.
What?
Yes. And the reason we do that is because, you know, science needs to be accessible to everyone.
Oh my gosh, and it's a wealth of knowledge in that place.
There's so much possibility, and you never know where the big ideas are going to come from. So we really want to make sure that the Science Center is accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. But you also have senior discounts and students too?
Yes, we have discounts for seniors. We have discounts for students. If you are a Florida teacher and you bring your Florida ID in, you get free admission as a Florida teacher. Also, we work with a number of partners, most notably Bank of America, the first weekend of every month, that Saturday and Sunday. Bank of America credit card holders get free admission to the Science Center as part of a program Bank of America does called Museums on Us. So we also do discount days a few times during the year. So we're really trying to make sure that we're as open as possible to our community, because we want to make sure that we're getting people excited about learning, that they truly understand how science impacts their daily lives, and that it's an amazing world out there when you see, you know, all the science that runs through it and what that makes possible.
Now, and it's really something to come in here and talk about the place that you work, but you seem to absolutely enjoy it because of how happy you are just telling us about it.
Well, thank you, Susan. I'm actually, I kind of feel I'm the poster child for the Science Center. I grew up here in Orlando. I went to the Science Center when I was a kid. I went to their camps. I went to the field trips. I went to the laser light shows that they had with Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin as a team. And then, you know, I actually had my wedding reception in the Science Center and in the dinosaur room. And I have been lucky to work with these amazing people in this incredible place for almost 20 years now. So
it's fantastic.
It's I'm excited to share everything that's possible through this organization. And people are sometimes really intimidated by science because it's like they don't want to look silly in front of their kids. They don't want to look like they don't know what's going on. And if other parents are like me, my kid asks a million questions a day, and I'm lucky if I know the answer to three of them. And so when I can go to the Science Center, it's such a friendly, open place, and there's all these awesome people who can help me answer these questions.
Right.
So when my kid is asking me, you know, why is the sky blue, and what's the composition of water, and what's that bug, and I can say, hey, Jesse, talk to us about this bug. There's all these great people, friendly and excited about learning, that can involve both my son and I in that learning experience. Everything at the Orlando Science Center is hands-on. So there's things that the kids can do that caregivers and kids can do together. And there's these other opportunities, flight simulators and laboratory experiments and 3D movies and virtual reality stuff that is appealing to all ages. You know, you never stop learning. There's no age limit on being curious. And so the Science Center is a place for you if you just want to learn more about the world around you.
Definitely. I was just even going to say that. It's the perfect area for curiosity, especially if you don't know, or especially if you want to learn, or if you want to learn together with your children. And there's no reason why you can't say, you know, I don't know that answer, but I know that this person does. Let's learn together. And that's just such a great activity for both, you know, parents and kids.
I would agree. And what's also nice at the Science Center is that the team is full of passionate people who are excited about science and sharing that knowledge with others. And it's so important for our young people to have positive role models and to see people that look like them and have the same interests that they do, so that they can see the possibilities available to them. And so we do a lot of events and partnerships with a lot of big companies in town to kind of get young people thinking about the careers that are available to them, both in the science, technology, engineering, and math field, the STEM field, because our world is just growing increasingly high tech. And so we want young people to find out what is available for them in future jobs and connect them with the schools that can train them and then the employers that are going to hire them. So we work with a lot of tech companies on really fun outreach and events in the building and exhibits, so that everyone can kind of come together and see how science just links all of us together. We say it's from cradle to career.
Right. And I think it was really important to mention the cost, because a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, it's too expensive. It's that. But you guys make it super affordable. And especially for a full year, for a family, you know, the EBT discounts and mentioning the Bank of America discounts. You guys don't need to do that. You don't. But you want to bring people in, and you want everybody to advance in their learning and get kids curious about what they want to do.
Oh, very much so. I mean, Orlando is an amazing place to live. There's so much to do, so many cool things to see. And it's a great place to be, and we're so excited to be in Orlando. And we want people to have fun. Yeah. So with what we do, we want you to come to the Science Center to have fun, but we want you to learn something while you're doing that.
Definitely. So. It's not just a tourist attraction. It's you know what? Come in, learn one thing, and then come in the rest of the year and learn little by little, but everything.
And a secret hint I can give to all the parents and caregivers out there, you come with the kids on a Saturday or a Sunday, stay 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, they'll take a nice nap on the way home. So that is a hidden benefit of coming to the Orlando Science Center with your family.
Definitely. Well, among a lot of the things that are included in admission, we have something really special that's coming up called Otronicon. So tell us about that.
Sure. Otronicon is a four-day event. It is a celebration of technology in all its forms and functions. And as I was saying, the Science Center works with a lot of different partners to raise awareness of the really cool careers that are available in the STEM fields and where people can find education to train in these fields, and then where they can find jobs in those fields. And Otronicon kind of is the big showcase for that effort. We've been doing Otronicon for 15 years, and it is really the intersection of education, entertainment, and industry, showcasing how interactive technology affects all of our lives and how it affects how we live, learn, work, and play. So this year, like the last few years, Otronicon has a presenting sponsor in the UCF Office of Research. So UCF brings a lot of their departments to showcase what they're doing in digital technology and STEM learning. And then we have great partners like Disney and Advent Health and Lockheed Martin, Microsoft, City of Orlando, Orange County, just a number of great partners. And everyone comes together to showcase the cutting edge technology that they use every day. And so for 4 days, we deck out every floor of the Science Center with simulators and robots and drones and virtual reality and augmented reality and digital art and video games and competitions and tech startups and art displays and movies and audiovisual presentations. I mean, the best thing about Otronicon is there's just so much to do. And the biggest challenge with Otronicon is there is just so much to do. And so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, January 17th through the 20th, Otronicon overtakes Orlando Science Center. And it's just this wonderful celebration of technology, but also creativity and innovation. And we kind of spotlight all the amazing things that are happening in our own backyard and how, if you like this, if you're excited about it, where you can learn new skills and training for this and where you can turn this into a career. So it's just a great event.
Yeah, and like it's awesome that we can bring kids into Otronicon and they can, it's funny because, okay, so parents will be like, stop playing your video games or don't do that anymore. But then you go to things like this and you're like, wait a second, I love these video games so much. And this is the career that I can have in them. It's not just a hobby. I can turn my hobby into something that I enjoy doing in life. And that's what you can witness there. And it's not just for kids. It's also for adults. And I know this because I went just a few years back. I loved it. I did some virtual boxing. I did some racing. I think I flew a plane maybe. I don't know. But I do remember there are special companies out there, for example, like Walt Disney World, where they brought I think it's a simulator of how the Mine Train ride at Magic Kingdom would feel like once it's installed. So it's very, like, everything that's coming in is very advanced, and it's before anybody can really even try it half the time. So I think that's what's really interesting about Otronicon, because you guys bring so many different things in together.
Very much so, Susan, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. And you're right, it is for all ages. It's not just for kids. It's for teens. It's for adults. We actually do a specific adults-only night during Otronicon, Saturday night, January 18th, from 8 to 11:30, we do our Science Night Live event, which is our 21 and up event. So we have everything going on with Otronicon, plus beer and wine, because beer and wine makes everything more exciting. And we've got some special activities and some guest speakers. And so it's just like a big party for grown-ups only that evening of Otronicon, but it really is an opportunity to see where you can take your interests and turn it into something so much more. And so many parents come to us and they either say exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
My kid is spending so much time on video games and they think that that's going to lead to a career and I need to understand what they're talking about. Or my kid spends so much time on video games, is that okay? And then the other thing they always say is, my kid spends so much time on video games and I don't understand any of it, which is where I'm at. My kid is so immersed in these incredible experiences on his tablet and apps,
Fortnite.
And he's building new worlds and mixing DNA and all kinds of crazy stuff. And my experience with video games ended at like Pac-Man. So my experience at Otronicon is always just kind of trying to keep up. But we've had some great experiences with people. Now that the event is 15 years old, we have had young people that have grown up with Otronicon and they've now pursued education and careers and simulation and technology and video game design. So it was really gratifying for us to see these people in their late 20s and early 30s come to us and they said, hey, when I was 13, I came to Otronicon and I was so turned on by what I saw and learned what was possible. I followed that through and now I'm living my dream career. That is so gratifying to us. And we've had some great stories from families that have connected through the shared interest in technology. And we've had companies come back to tell us it's such a great workforce development tool, because one of the special things about Otronicon is its level of access.
Right.
Because you've got Advent Health there with a surgical robot. It's called the Da Vinci surgical robot, and it does complex surgeries but very precisely, mm-hmm. so that you can it's more accurate, and they can make a smaller incision so the healing time mm-hmm. is faster, and the doctor is basically operating a robot that's operating on you. We let the general public get their hands on this robot and work through some practice rounds and operate the controls. You don't just get to do that. You don't just get to walk into Advent Health and go, hey, I want to get my hands on that Da Vinci robot.
Yeah.
You don't walk into Lockheed Martin and say, hey, I want to climb into that flight simulator that you're using to train the Navy. And you can do that at Otronicon.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Lockheed Martin, we had an engineer with Lockheed Martin who builds these simulators. And he said the best troubleshooter for a flight simulator he ever had was a six-year-old girl at Otronicon.
Really?
And that, because he said, you don't plan for how unpredictable a child is around technology, and this little girl got in the flight simulator and she hit every switch and pushed every button and grabbed the joystick and took it in every direction and thought up scenarios that they had never imagined, and it actually allowed them to make the simulator stronger and better because of the unpredictability of that 6-year-old. And that would not have happened had they not been at Otronicon. So the level of access is just phenomenal. Even if you're not, you know, a lot of people go, well, I'm not a tech person, I'm not a science person, but, you know, just come and see what is out there and what's available and where the world is going and what we, and things that we do that are driven by technology that you don't even realize. So it's a great event to learn and explore and really connect.
Definitely. Well, and you mentioned you're not really a tech person or a science person, but if you're not a science person, then you could be the one that's creating those machines, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Yeah.
If you're a science person, you're the one using those machines.
Yes.
So it's incredible that these companies come together under your little umbrella and they work together.
Yes.
You know, which helps a lot of people understand, you know, just how teamwork really is. But is this included in admission?
Yes, Susan. Otronicon is included in general admission to Orlando Science Center. It's not an additional charge. That is a question we get quite a bit when people see our promotions. They're like, oh, do I have to pay extra? Do I also get to see the Science Center? It's all inclusive. It's included in that one general admission price. If you are a Orlando Science Center annual member, you get this as part of your membership. Don't have to pay any additional price for it. If you have an EBT card, you can use that EBT discount to get in to experience Otronicon. So yeah, it's very, very affordable, and it's so much content. You could come every day and still not see everything.
Right. Now, you mentioned the Science Night Live that's happening this coming Saturday. How is that differently priced? And what does it include?
You are so good at this. You ask all the right questions. Science Night Live is a different price than Otronicon. It is $16, and the event runs from 8 to 11:30. And that's just for Science Night Live. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to come earlier and get Otronicon and then stick around for Science Night Live, if you want to do that, you do need to pay the day admission for Otronicon and then the evening admission for Science Night Live. So keep that in mind. Science Night Live is great because it's a more intimate environment. Mm-hmm. We actually put an attendance cap on Science Night Live because we don't want it to be too crowded. So those tickets are only available online. So you want to go to otronicon.org or to osc.org and find the Science Night Live event page and purchase those tickets online because they can sell out since we have that attendance cap. And then members, again, our Science Center members get Science Night Live as part of their membership. So there's no additional charge with that.
Oh, wow. That's super cool.
And it's a great date night. It's a great parents' night out. What's really special about Science Night Live, because you were talking about if I'm not a tech person or I'm not a science person, where do I fit in this? Our guest speaker for Science Night Live, who is also our keynote speaker at Otronicon, is Kate Edwards, and this woman is my hero. She is amazing. Kate Edwards is the former executive director of the International Game Developers Association, and then she is currently the executive director of the Global Game Jam. She has worked on some of your most favorite video games, Halo, Mass Effect, and here's the thing. She's not a video game designer. she is a cartographer.
Really?
She is a map person.
That is awesome.
And she grew up being obsessed with maps. And she said when she was a kid, she saw the movie Star Wars. And it blew her mind because it was a whole nother world. Yeah. And she wanted to explore that world. So her goal was to work for Lucasfilm because she wanted to create worlds. And that didn't happen because she started to go down the road, right? And you learn and you grow and you realize it's not as easy as what you think or may not be what you want. But what she held on to was she loved exploring new worlds. She loved creating new places. And that fed into what she realized is she loved maps and she loved exploring. And so she was able to take this experience and she got involved in the ground floor of video game development because video game developers were creating worlds within their games, but they weren't accurate. They didn't represent the settings that they were supposed to be in.
Right.
And there wasn't a real sense of place. So she was able to come in and advise them on the story and design end to make sure that these games were more reflective of the geography of the place that they were set and the culture and history of the place. And it created a niche for her that's created a career that has taken her all over the world. And she has consulted with video game designers in countries all over the world. It's amazing to hear her talk about, because she talks about the game designers in France, and she talks about the game designers in China, and she talks about game designers in Australia. And she's a fascinating individual who has tremendous stories, and she's able to share, you know, a career in video games and technology may not be what you think it is. And you don't have to be the super tech head to make your mark. She had a very specific set of skills that they needed. And what Kate's able to share is it takes a team of people to create these experiences, and right. everybody has a role to play. So she's speaking Saturday, January 18th during the day at Otronicon on a keynote about careers in the video game industry and how to create your own worlds. And then during Science Night Live, she'll be speaking and she'll be talking about this concept of culturalization in video games and how you make your world more accurate and more inclusive. She's just an amazing person, a great role model for people, especially for women in STEM. Got amazing stories, and she's just a cool, cool person. So seeing Kate on her own would be totally worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
But you're going to wrap it in all this other cool stuff. So definitely worth going to Otronicon during the day, or if you're 21 and up and you like your tech with a beverage, come to Science Night Live Saturday night, the 18th. Check out Kate Edwards. Check out all the video games, simulation, AR. We got some other special presentations. Our team at the Science Center has also developed some unique things to make the opportunity even more special. So it's going to be a good time.
You know, I was going to ask you what your favorite thing to look forward to is, but I think you just covered that.
Yeah, a little bit. A little
bit. I think we're good. Are beer and wine, are they included in the price or is it additional?
It is additional. We work with the great people over at Hard Rock Cafe, and they are our food and beverage partner. So they are providing.
Oh, there will be food there too.
There will be food there too. Cool. So they run the bars. We have bars on every floor and they do food, but it's all very affordable. Also, for the first time with Otronicon, we're going to have food trucks.
So
we will have food trucks on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I think we're going to have 3 to 5 different food trucks parked just outside the Science Center. In addition, we have a Subway in the Science Center. So Subway will have food, and then you have the food trucks going on. And then the evening of Science Night Live, you'll have Hard Rock doing the food, and then we'll have a few more food trucks there as well. So, yeah, definitely. It is a if you don't find what you're looking for, then you may not be looking because there's just so much available.
Yeah. So where can we get all the information again?
Yes. You need to go to otronicon.org
mm-hmm.
or you need to go to osc.org.
Okay.
You can also go on social media and go to the Orlando Science Center Facebook or the Otronicon Facebook or the Orlando Science Center Instagram or Otronicon Instagram. Just punch in the Google Otronicon and Orlando Science Center and the information will come up. And then right there, there's some technology that has changed our lives, right? Google search engine.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, have you used your GPS today? Have you used your Google Maps today? I mean, have you used your iPhone today? I mean, this is technology that has become now essential to our modern survival.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that you came in and told us all about it. I'm so excited for Otronicon, and I'm sure everybody else is too. Congratulations on the 15th year.
Thank you. Thank you.
And hopefully we will pack the place. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.